That'd help be a, see a lot of fertilizer in them trees and in them roots, you know. Goes back to the ground when they burn it up. That's the way they're taking in all these parts and when we settled out here, you know, in this country. Yeah. That's the way they did it. I didn't think about that yesterday. That way we got it all in shape to print, you know. See, people couldn't take up too many acres at a time. They're just taking up so many at a time, you know, and until they got around it, they'd have 15 or 20, 25 acres taken in. Mm-hmm. Have a pretty good farm, you know. Then every year, then they'd add on more to it. Then we got a 25, 40, 50 acre farm. It don't seem real, but that, you know, back then, that's all they had to work with. Mm-hmm. And now they got caterpillars. You can tear up, cut down a hole, ain't no telling how much a day, and pile it up with the caterpillar. The thing they get it up with. Mm-hmm. See, they got things to hook up and pile up the logs in there and do it in a hurry. Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. We're talking about wheat. Do you ever raise wheat in this part?
No, I have seen none.
Do you know what it's piled up into?
They call ain't gonna tell you, but I've heard the name of it stored with, but I couldn't tell you.
What about fodder? What's that?
Uh-huh.
Fodder.
Fodder, we've stacked it in the field around a pole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you call those things that you tie it up in, though, before you'd stack it?
Well, we just tie it up in bundles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Take another leaf and tie around it, and then throw it down on the ground, and when we got a pile down, we put it around that pole. Pack it up that, and then a certain length of time, whatever, if we wanted to, then in the summer, then when I've got time to take it up, head to the house, you know, put it in the barn, and we take it up and cook, and then we give it to the mule. One at a time, you know, when we feed her. Yeah. You didn't know nothing about no oats and things like that then. We just had everybody pull fodder.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. That was everybody's way of doing it. Everybody's corn would be stripped of the fodder. The year of corn would be up, you know, they'd stick that. When they'd pull a big armful, they'd stick it up this side of that year of corn until it got, and then they'd tie it up and then stack it.
They'd take the corn would be off it?
No, the corn would be still on the stalk. Mm-hmm. See, they didn't pull the corn, they'd take the fodder off of the stalk. Yeah, I would even hope to pull some out of it, and I hope to tote it and stack it many times. When I was a young'un. Yeah, we towed it to the stack and they'd pack it around that pole all the way around. Mm-hmm. And when it rained, when they put some big old bundle of the fodder at the top of the pole, mm-hmm. then the water don't go down. And
so it'd be sort of a roof.
And it'd just be safe when it stayed out there. Yeah, that's all people done way back yonder, pull fodder. They didn't know nothing about oats and rye and such stuff as that. And that was just, I think maybe 25, 30 years since then.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, they got a machine, I think. So like, you know, you go through to something, they'll get the husk out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, when they get that off, then that's the seeds in them.
Mm-hmm.
Got something, I don't know what you call it, but they run it through something or like that to get the husk off of where they have the seed, and then they can plant. Mm-hmm. I don't know just what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people plant rye, and he's going to plant some horses, you know, over there for the cows and hogs, you know. It comes up, and then in the year when that comes up, and they don't eat it off to the horse, he'll come up and see you. It's there, that rye. Mm-hmm.
What do you call a crop that comes up just on its own?
That's volunteer.
Okay. What different kinds of things?
Well, a lot of seeds, now grain seed, if they shed down on the ground, well, that rye will too. And all kind of all these old coffee, these old weeds out there in the field, they'll all come up. They'll shed them out and come up this spring, just as thick as your fingers on your hand, I think. Yeah.